So tonight I look like the Fat Controller from Thomas the Tank Engine or Danny DeVito from the Batman playing the Penguin.
Like that.
Yeah, but what's your name, sir?
It's Oliver Dunn, a.k.a. Ollie the Choc, but there's no chocolate involved tonight.
Chocolate, right, we'll get back to that in a second.
Yeah.
Because you're far too good looking, I can't stand next to you. And you are gorgeous, what is your name?
I'm Rebecca Dugan.
And I know you're the singer, because you've helped dress me tonight, haven't you? This is true.
Nice. But is Dickie Bow on straight?
Dickie Bow, yeah, she was the mastermind behind my Dickie Bow anyway. So what can we expect from you tonight?
Well, we've got a bit of dancing songs to do, and I've got a little bit of Whitney Houston that I'm going to do a little bit of it.
So where are you from originally?
Stockport.
Right.
Yeah, I'm Stockport based, and I'm still Stockport.
So is this the full-time gig for you, is this singing, is it?
Yeah, it is. I was lucky enough in 2017 to be on The X Factor.
Oh, yeah.
So I got to boot camp on that.
So which boot camp did you go to?
Manchester, and then it took me to London.
Right. So. Is the boot camp the one where you're with somebody famous? Is that?
I just got to the stage before, so like the last 100 out of 100,000 people.
Wow. So, yeah, but listen, you got the talent there to go that far anyway, you know? We can all sing in the shower.
I love this. This is my life. This is my life.
Fantastic. Well, thank you. And the chocolatier.
Yeah, I think it's making people happy, isn't it? I make people happy with chocolate, and tonight I'll be hopefully doing entertaining, just keeping people engaged, making sure that everyone's having a good time. You know, we'll auction off some prizes and have a laugh.
You're the host.
Yes,
I'm the master of ceremonies tonight.
Yes, exactly.
I like the outfit. Did Matthew Kelly borrow you that outfit?
Yes. I'm like a glitter ball. I'm like a human glitter ball.
You carry it off well because you look like a Jason Statham with hair.
Well, that's kind of... Yeah. Well, I mean, I certainly look like the host, don't I?
Good teeth, thanks for being
very, yeah.
Considering I do eat chocolate every day.
Very shiny.
But, yeah.
Fantastic. So what one-liners, what's your... I'm a host myself, being on the radio, but what's your top tip for me? I'm going to be making notes from you. You've got some one-liners lined up. What's your icebreakers?
I've not got anything lined up, although I must admit, I was talking to myself in the car, thinking how I'm going to introduce myself. I talked to myself in the car anyway, but this was just like getting myself psyched up, getting the energy going. I'm just going to be natural, be myself, and hope that, you know, like you said earlier, just take the mickey out of myself a little bit to an extent, and just hope that people are going to relate and enjoy the show.
Chocolate, you got my attention.
How did you get involved with Creme de la Creme Awards at the Chelsea?
So I've known Joanna for a long time. Joanna obviously organises the events, and she knows that I do this kind of work. So because I work with chocolate and I effectively present chocolate making parties, corporate events, etc., I've been able to transfer the presenting side over to other things. And this is an example of that, you know, hosting live events. And so when Joanna asked me, I was delighted to accept.
Fantastic, thank you very much for talking to me. And forgive me, your name again.
Rebecca.
Rebecca. How did you get involved with the Creme de la Creme Awards?
Again, I was lucky enough that Joanna had asked me if I would sing. And I'm like, yeah, that's an absolute honour. So thank you very much, yeah. And she's asked me to give an award out as well, which is like, I went, wow, thank you, you know. What an honour that is to give somebody an award.
Well, I've just presented an award for Overall Excellence Award at the Creme de la Creme Cheshire Club Awards. And I'm talking to the person I handed the award to. How are you? You all right?
I'm good. I'm all right. Not too bad. Very, very excited.
So explain who you are, where you're from and what you do.
So my name is Rachel Borman. I'm the director, one of the directors from Amazing Arts and Amazing CIC. We're an arts organisation, charity foundation. We basically work with hundreds of schools, supporting thousands of kids through the arts, supporting their mental health. And we run lots of big, exciting and inspiring projects throughout Cheshire. And we have an amazing job, and we're so excited that we've been awarded today. So we're totally in shock. Thank you very much.
So you are a bit like the big pop star of the evening, because you've won two awards tonight, haven't you?
We've been incredibly lucky.
So the first award, what was that for then?
So it was for the best charity for 2023, and then we've just won the overall winner as well. So we are just unbelievably delighted.
Is your handbag big enough for both awards?
I don't think it is. No, I'm shocked. I am shocked, because there's been so many amazing charities here who do so much brilliant work within the community. So And, you know, we were just privileged to be even in a finalist with all of them. So thank you so much.
Just before we wrap this up, though, let us know and let everybody else know where they can find you and what you're all about if they want to get involved somehow.
Yeah, and we're doing lots and lots of big projects for 2024. So if you're interested to be involved with them, you can check us out on our website, which is www.amazing.org.uk. It's AMASING. We're on Instagram, all social media, so please get in touch. We're open to all businesses, all kind of different groups, all community groups and all schools to get involved with our projects. So love to hear from you.